guardian.co.uk.
This podcast is sponsored by audible.co.uk, the number one online destination for digital audiobooks.
The Guardian Poetry Podcast.
My name is David Harsent. I'm going to read some poems, my versions of poems by the Greek poet Yannis Ritsos. Yannis Ritsos's short lyric poems are built on intensity and mood. Often they provide a brief, compressed narrative that is hard-focused on specifics, weather, props, colour, time of day. They are spare, though not scant, and they possess an emotional resonance that is instinctively subversive. This untitled three-liner is an example. The sun finally reaches the back room window. Someone shouts outside in the street. These things seem different to the loveless. Here's another. Pie dogs, dusty trees, a broken balcony, a door into the night. I have set my foot on the stairway. Sometimes the poems are invested with the fractured logic of a dream, with dreamlike images or seem set in a dreamscape that grows as you read further, increasingly recognisable, no less strange, always compelling. So here are two examples of that. The first is called The Box. We measured up, we threw lime over the dead. As we got aboard, a sickle moon broke through. Four of us. One carried the iron-bound box on his lap and huddled over it, like a man warming himself at his fireside. There was smoke low on the water. To finish with, this is a poem called Lopsided. He chalked a lopsided square on the floor. He drew a door and stepped inside. He drew a window, then in a corner, the outline of a woman. Light from the window struck a glitter off the crystal chandelier. The woman was naked. She would have to be. It wasn't a question of belief. We all knew that. After a moment, he stepped back through the door and shrugged and brushed the chalk dust from his hands. I first came across Ritsos's poems and translations by Alan Page as a pamphlet that was published by Ian Hamilton's magazine, The Review. This is before it became The New Review. And I found them just astonishing. I found their intensity astonishing. I found their spareness astonishing. And they had this ability to go straight to some sort of emotional nexus that was so specifically to do with the way he wrote and the way he pared things down. You know, Alberto Giacometti once said of sculpture that he was doing, the more I take away, the bigger it gets. And I think that's true of Ritsos's poems. You know, they're pared down to their essentials, really. But he creates a mood which is absolutely indelible. Even when they're building a little surreal narrative, nonetheless, you can still see and hear Greece in them. You know, there are still the sort of props and the aspects of Greece, the women in their blacks, the geraniums, you know, the statuary, and always the sea. Poetry is so much to do with the language in which the poet writes. It's so much to do with the tone and mood that language can provide, that strict translations, generally speaking, will tell you what the poet said, but they won't give you anything of the poem itself, not really. So if you're a student and you want to know exactly what the words say and what the narrative drift is, then that's okay. But if you want something that has about it the the whiff of the real poem, then I think you have to be prepared to take liberties. So one is often looking for other ways of saying the same thing. And one's looking to produce an English poem, to find an English poem, or a poem in English, perhaps it's better to say, from the poem that one is working on. At the time I read his work first, I was writing quite short, intense, what were then called interpersonal poems. I wrote very few, actually, poems like that, so perhaps not in terms of my output, but I think in terms of mood and directness of image and the way that he makes images proliferate without expanding on them. He makes them proliferate in your mind. I think probably that might have, affected my work.
Visit audible.co.uk/guardianaudio to choose from a selection of over 60,000 titles. With Audible, you can make more time for books by downloading and listening wherever you are and whatever you're doing.
Downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.